This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Colorado Parks and Wildlife Commission has released a new report on fur-bearing animals in the state. The commission convened stakeholder groups over the course of several months to make the recommendations on 16 fur-bearing species, like coyotes and minks. The report suggests more hunter education and improved wildlife population estimates. It also recommends limits on special animals like fox and marten. CPW staff will review the report and presented to the commission in March. President Trump's executive order classifying fentanyl as a weapon of mass destruction has support from at least one Colorado Congress member. CPR's Caitlin Kim has more.
Even before the executive order, Republican Representative Lauren Boebert has been introducing bills to have fentanyl declared a WMD. She says it's killed many Coloradans. According to public health officials, fentanyl deaths peaked in 2023 at more than 1,100, but declined since. The push comes as the Trump administration has conducted military strikes against alleged drug traffickers in the Caribbean. There's only one documented instance of fentanyl being used as a bioweapon, and that's during a 2002 hostage crisis in Moscow. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
When the holidays are over, your natural Christmas tree can still serve a purpose. Many communities offer holiday tree recycling drop-off sites where trees will be turned into mulch and made available to residents this spring. In Denver, weekday drop sites open December 29th through January. City residents can also set trees out on their regular large item pickup trash day. Trees collected that way will be hauled away but won't be recycled into mulch. This is CPR News.